Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr. She is the author of The Bare Bones Biz Plan, Weekend Biz Plan. That's one of her many books. But my favorite is the Where Did the Money Go? She knows all about that, folks. She and I both made payments on those lessons once upon a time. Hey, Ellen, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being back. Good deals or bad deals, folks?
I love talking to you.
What should your customers think? What kind of customers do you have? Or what kind of prospects do you have? Do they want good deals or do they want bad deals? And one of the things that I know you've been tracking, Ellen, is something I've been seeing for a long time, and that is whatever you're supposed to be doing in whatever part of your world, whether it be marketing, advertising, or service, product offering, whatever you're supposed to be doing, your customers have that inside their head, don't they? And all you got to do is get it out of their head.
Your customers are going to help here. So when it comes to your messaging, here's the tip of the day. Go to your reviews. And if you don't have any reviews, start seeding your customers for these reviews. A five-star review on Google will help you build your business. And you get 100 of those, you get 1,000 of those, and you're going to see a quantum leap shift in your business. And even in this back-and-forth conversation with your customers then, those reviews, you get a five-star review, what are they saying about your company? And that's where you're going to find your messaging. Your service tech was on time. I was nervous about calling someone to come in the middle of the night, and he showed up clean and sober. You know, he did everything really fast. He explained everything as he went, or she. You know, whatever it is that your customer is saying about you that, they, you know, when they love you, is what you could put in your ads. Mm-hmm. And you can leverage those gold star reviews. You could take a picture of that and put it on your Facebook page. The reviews is where the marketing copy comes from. And then look at how much integrity you have there.
He and maybe even
isn't that delicious?
Maybe it even says he buys the Duluth Longtail T-shirts. Maybe even that, right?
Well, that tends to be an issue in my industry because these guys are bending over, and some of them are big guys. So yeah, that can happen too. That he kept his shirt tucked in. You know, we say we want to show up clean, sober, on time, dressed right, and use a checklist. That's how we add value every day, and we're going to leverage it. And that's the kind of messaging we're going to look for. Because Jim, I know, and you've taught me this. Not everybody's my customer, right?
That's right. This is the thing. This is really important. Good deal, bad deal, folks, isn't just about your customer. It's also for you. Some customers are bad deals, aren't they?
Yeah. And you're going to torture yourself. You know, someone will call me from Dallas, Texas, and say, you know, my town, the people are cheap. And I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. There's like 8 million people there.
Everybody.
All you got to do is find like 300 people who are going to resonate with your messaging, 1,000 people. You know, I have a friend who I just was talking to him. He has a $10 million company, and he has a customer list of 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need 10 million people
That's
to call
right.
you. You
That's
don't
exactly
want that
right.
many people
you
to
only
call
need you. You may only need 100 customers, and you need to keep
right.
calling them out until you have the 100 that will pay you the most. And here's an example. What does value mean to some people? What is a good deal to some people? If you show up and you do a good job and you wear footies when you walk in my wife's kitchen and the other person does a pretty good job too and they're cheaper but they don't wear footies, guess who's going to get called back and it doesn't matter what I say? The one with the footies.
Right, and so those are the ways to add value. And your wife would probably comment if she were encouraged. Now, there are some pretty cool apps out there that make it easy for you to get referrals for your customers. And it can really just be a conversation that you, every time you interact with your customer, your team members say, you know, we build our business by finding great customers like you. If you would leave a 5-star review for us, I'm going to do everything I can to earn those 5 stars. Mm-hmm. So you let me know if I'm off track. And if I do deliver 5-star service, I'd really appreciate it if you'd go to Google
and you say that to
put 5 stars together.
So if you're in the house, if you're in the house and you're helping them out, you're doing the work, and somebody says, wow, you showed up on time, thank you for that, and wow, you did a good job, or thank you for wearing the footies, it's okay to say, you know what, I appreciate you saying that, we try to do a good job, but we'd like for other people like you to know about us. Would you mind going on online and giving us a nice review based on, you know, just say what you just said. You can say that to them, can't you?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You could even take a little selfie of you and Mrs. Fernwicky. Click. And then you get a little video, and it's going on your Facebook, and it's going into an ad. Mrs. Fernwicky, could I email this or text it over? And if you like it, you can say, okay, if you don't like it, I will not use it. You don't have to – don't ask them to write you a letter, for crying out loud. They're
right.
Never
no,
going to do it.
No,
you're going to make it really easy for them to brag on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're not good with the phone, if you're not good with the phone, give it to the kid and say, take a selfie of me and your mother. So I need your website, Ellen.
Oh, come visit me at ellenroar.com, ellenroar.com. I got lots of good stuff. I've got a webinar coming up on how much should you charge, and it's free.
Wow.
You can learn all about it on
When's that going to be up?
Next week. I think it's next week. I should
say.
So
if they follow you,
this Friday. It is this Friday.
If they follow
you,
will you be able to tell them when a new source comes?
Yes.
EllenRoar.com, folks. Check it out. R-O-H-R is how you spell her last name. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Ellen Roar will be right back with me. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.